Get the Angel Reese special at McDonald's now. Let's break it down. My favorite barbecue sauce, American cheese, crispy bacon, pickles, onions, and a sesame seed bun, of course. And don't forget the fries and a drink. Sound good?
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating restaurants for a limited time.
Look at you go, knocking stuff out, letting nothing get in the way. Whatever life throws at you, you throw it back at 97 miles an hour. And if the chips are down, you make more guacamole. Yes, you got what it takes. Because there's no stopping you with you on your side. Everwise believes in the power of you, cheering as you take on the world. Everwise Credit Union. Confidence changes everything. Now go get 'em.
This ASMR doctor's appointment is sponsored by Helix Sleep. Visit helixsleep.com/GB to get 20% off your Helix mattress plus 2 free pillows. The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including mine, the Midnight Luxe, meant for side sleepers like me. There's also the Ultra Premium Elite Collection, Helix Plus, designed for big and tall sleepers, and the Helix Kid Mattress, designed for growing bodies and endorsed by child sleep and medical experts. You can probably hear it in my voice, but I have been sick for the last week plus. I've spent a lot of time sleeping and in bed. I am so grateful for how comfortable and supportive my Helix mattress is. To find out which mattress is right for you, you can take the 2-minute sleep quiz to input your personal preferences and sleeping personality, if you will. You'll get matched to your perfect mattress. With free shipping in the US, your mattress is delivered to your front door, rolled up in a box, ready to be traversed to wherever your bedroom may be. Setup is easy, and you have a 100-night sleep trial to make sure you love it. Helix mattresses come with a 10-year warranty, and they also offer financing options and flexible payment plans. So go to helixsleep.com/GB to check it out and get 20% off your Helix mattress, plus 2 free pillows. Thank you so much to Helix Sleep for sponsoring tonight's video. And thank you so much for watching. This video was inspired by a new creator, Ina ASMR. I'm going to link her down below. Please give her some love. Thank you. Hello, Minty Dragon. I'm your doctor today, Dr. Chibi. Nice to meet you. Can you confirm your birthday for me? Perfect. So you are here today just for your annual wellness exam. That means I'm going to do some very basic tests on you, but if you have anything you'd like to talk about, we can go over all of that as well. Okay, great. So I just wanted to ask you a few questions. How has your stuffing been? Have you been spending a lot of time in wet climates, humidity, anything like that? Okay. And do you live with any dogs or small children? Okay, what kind of dog? Perfect. And last time you were here, you did get a dental, so you should be good to go this time. Okay, great. Yes, I have a cold right now, but don't worry, it's not contagious. It is a human-only cold. So, I'm just going to start by listening to your heart with my stethoscope. Is that okay? Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. breathe in, breathe out, and then I'm going to ask you to hold it, okay? Breathe in and hold it. Breathe out. Good. Breathe in and hold it. And out. That's great. Your heart sounds fantastic. Very strong. Did you notice the ear of the dragon? That must be very exciting for you. That's awesome. Okay, I'm actually going to put this down because it tends to just fall off. So, we're going to get your blood pressure. I'm going to just feel with my fingers first on your wrist. Fantastic. And then we're going to put this cuff. Okay. I think we're going to have to do it on your tail, okay? Really good blood pressure. What do you do for stress relief? That's great. Oh, yeah. I've done some meditating before, but nothing serious. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome for you. That's fantastic. Okay. I'm going to take your temperature so we can just put this in your mouth under your tongue. Oh, 36 degrees Celsius would be too cold. 37 would be just right. 38 a little warm. And 39 would be overheating. Okay. Okay, let me check. It says you have a cold temperature. Oh, okay. It's the type of dragon you are. I thought I had that in my notes from last year. Let me just make sure that that's obvious. Okay. Now, I'm going to check your stitches next. You have quite a few stitches, and I just want to examine to make sure that nothing is coming loose or out of place. Okay, great. You haven't noticed anything? Very good. Okay. And I have these gentle wooden pliers as well to help me. So you have horns at the top here of your head. Now these are pretty floppy. And then these pieces on the side here. Do these function as gills? Okay. That looks good. Your ears. Your ears are pretty small. Nothing wrong with that at all, actually. I might want to get my light just to look inside there. Eyes look very symmetrical. And your nose, that looks really good. Now on the side here you have 1, 2, 3, 4 heart scales. And on the other side, 1, 2, 3, 4, that's the same. ridge, kind of going all the way down your back, and then your tail. Perfect. That looks really good. Just give this a little tug. Give this a little tug. Everything seems to be really on point. We can do your restitching if you want to. I don't think we have to do a ton of it. It's just to make it more even. Mm-hmm. Yes, I learned under Dr. Ina. The best of the, exactly. Okay, great. We will go ahead and start here, but I'm gonna go ahead and get some gel for you first, so one moment. And then your horns and ears. There. That looks much better. It was really subtle, honestly, but I think that's good. Alignment wise, no, I don't see any problems. You're never going to be perfectly symmetrical. I think that a lot of stuffed animals think that they're supposed to be, but no, that's not the case at all. Even if your pattern is made symmetrical, it has to do with the fluff inside, and that will just naturally move around. So, no, your arms and chest, everything seems like it's really well distributed, actually. So, that's all good. Okay, so I do recommend getting two vaccines. One of them is for stuffing rot, and that is a preventative. And then the other one we can do, which is optional, is the stitch strengthener. You want both? No problem. That is fine by me. I'm gonna go ahead and put this on where we're gonna do it. And that will help numb as well. Okay, this one is for stuffing rot. So I'll do this one first. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Just like that. And then The next one is the stitch strengthener. Ready? 3, 2, 1. All done. Do you want a band-aid? 2 band-aids? Okay. No, you don't really need it, but I have some pretty fun ones. Yeah. This really colorful. Yeah, okay. I have space, ice cream cones, tie-dye. Me too. This right here. Pardon my reach. Oh, it's extra sticky. And then the little colorful one. Voila. I'm just going to gently press them down. Very good. Now, do you have any other questions or concerns for me? Okay, you're free to go then. I will see you next year. We can make an appointment right now if you want. Or you can just call ahead whenever. All right, great. It was so good to see you. Bye-bye. Hello, Mr. Takoyaki. How are you doing today? It's good to see you. Now just remind me of your birthday, please. Okay, great. I thought so, but you know, we have to double check. So, what are you coming in for today? You think that some of your legs are not stuffed evenly compared to your other legs. Yeah. This is definitely something that we see with stuffed animals who have a lot of legs. So I can take a look at that. We'll do some measurements and then we will even them out. Sounds good? Okay, great. So how's your business? That's good to hear. It's not weird for an octopus to do a tuckling. Okay. Yeah, that's great. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and do a pinch test, and then we will measure the ones that feel uneven. So these are my big pinchers. And I'm just going to take your foot. Okay. I can definitely see what you're talking about. We want all of your legs to feel more like this one here. You find that this leg is pretty comfortable? Good. So if I take my ruler, Okay. Yeah, this one back here, definitely. Okay. Right. And then I'm just gonna... This one. Okay. I can definitely do that for you. what I want to do is...
Your Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent is here to help you navigate all the ins and outs of insurance.
That's right. Julie's always there for me. She's the best.
Nice. Your agent knows...
My girl, Julie. Jules, the crown jewel. Julie Jukebox, yours, Julie.
When you've got an agent who knows...
Jewel Belt, Jewel Log, Julie Noted.
You call your agent all these nicknames?
Not yet, but I totally could. It's all cool with Jewel.
Get to know an Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent, and you'll never have to go it alone. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance. Let's insurance together.
Have you choose what fluff? So we have this, which are... more like synthetic noodles, and it gives more of a crunch, but it's a little bit airier. Or we can do your classic filling. Yeah, I think we should do the filling as well, especially for the legs. Okay. Just wanted to double check, make sure, but I agree. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and suck up the fluff. And I will do some light unstitching. And then we'll put the fluff in. Just like that. And I think that one needs a little extra. How does that feel? A little bit better. More even. Maybe take a little bit out of this one. Okay. We will take some out. How does that feel? Just a little bit. Good. Okay, great. I'm going to get my ruler out just to make sure. Although, if it feels good, that's what's important. Good. Yeah, that's excellent. Excellent. Perfect. Yeah, I'm much happier with that as well. Good. Okay, so now we're going to re-stitch you. And I can do all your major stitching as well. Yeah, no problem. Okay. Oh, I'm really glad to hear that, actually. Yeah. That's really exciting. on your hands. The headband, I wanted to ask, is this takoyaki? Is that? It's removable. Oh, suck. Very nice. Do you want this restitched? Sure. Perfect. Well, is there anything else I could help you with today? All right. Did you want a sticker? I know you really liked these last time. We have a watermelon pig. Okay. So welcome. It was great to see you. Yeah, come in anytime. Bye. Hello, Mr. K. How are you doing today? Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. You think it's allergies? I would not be surprised. I see a lot of dust allergies in my office. Yeah. It's way more common than you think. Do you mind if I ask you a few questions? So, where are you currently being stored? And is that new? Yeah, absolutely. And where were you previously? Okay. Do you live with any other stuffed animals? Okay. Any history of allergies within your family? And any other known allergies? Okay. This should be a fairly quick fix for you, but I want to take your temperature first just to make sure it's nothing more serious. So I'm just going to ask you to put this under your tongue. Five, four, three, two, one. No fever. I didn't think so. And I'm going to just do some quick reflex tests on your arms, because sometimes when we have an allergy, everything can get really stiff. Okay, do you want me to take your watch off? It's very nice. I won't hit it. Okay. It's that kind of stiffness. Yep. Yeah, let's try the other arm. Okay, that one's a little better. Okay. Did you want me to do any restitching? Your beak? Yeah. Right, yeah, right? Yeah, a lot of coughing and sneezing. Okay. That makes a lot of sense. But your hair looks good, nice and healthy. And have you noticed any rashes? That's good. Okay, just more of like the sneezing, tickly throat, a little bit of swelling. Okay. Well, I think I am going to go ahead and prescribe you with this ointment, and you can apply this if any rash does show up. It just goes on like a stick. That can help relieve some itch. And this is also a really good beak balm. So I will send you home with this. And I'm also going to prescribe you some allergy medication. Now, do you prefer dissolvables or the capsules? Dissolvables. Okay. I'm gonna go ahead and put that in your bag for you. Now, you can take those once a day. You can cut them up into quarters when you get home. So that should last you a little over a week. And then I want you to call me and tell me how you're feeling. Perfect. Okay, great. Is there anything else I can do for you today? Yeah, it was easy. God, I'm really glad I could help. Okay. I look forward to hearing from you. Hopefully things get better quickly. It should kick in the next day or two. Okay. Yeah, if not, just give me a call. Alright, bye. Hi, Mort. Long time no see. How have you been? Are you still with Thanatos? Oh, with Zagreus. Okay. So we should definitely make sure that you're not getting any stains on you from, you know, being out there all day. You must be working really hard. Okay, no problem. Now I have you down today for a dental. You've been using your teeth a lot more. It was really smart of you to come in. And we can do restitching. Okay. Yeah, you're always so active. Makes a lot of sense. So I'm actually gonna ask you to turn toward me. And then I'm just going to take a quick look at your teeth, okay? Okay, yeah. No, everything actually looks pretty good. You came in at the perfect time. We'll just clean them right up. But I don't see any permanent damage or anything like that. Now you have a lot of dog fur on you. Okay, that's from back at the house. Okay, Cerberus. Oh, right. Okay, well, I can try to get that as much as I can. Okay, but your paws seem healthy. And the major stitching there looks really strong. Your nose, just a little bit of dog hair. Eyes. Go ahead and follow my finger. Me. Good, perfect actually. And your ears, really nice. I like the amount of stuffing. And this here, we keep that. You're not looking for any cosmetic surgery, right? Yeah, no problem. Looks good. Okay. So, we can start with the restitching. Do your whiskers. Nose. Paws. And Good. Mm-hmm. Extra reinforcement for you, probably a good thing. Okay, so for your teeth, we have this toothbrush here, is what I'm going to be using today, and I'm going to send you home with this as well as this toothpaste. So you just take the lid off like that, put a little bit on. And then we brush in small circles. Yep, you can go ahead and rinse if you need to. All good, great. I'm gonna take a look with this little mirror. That looks really clean. Good. I'm just gonna get a little bit. What were you fighting? Well, that's better. Okay. And lastly, we have right here that I want you to floss. So that will be your routine, is the toothbrush with the toothpaste, and then circle, 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 and floss right in between. And then if anything is a little bit more intense, you can come back in here and I'd be happy to get that off for you. The last thing I can give you is a tongue scraper. I can show you how this works. So you just lay it flat on your tongue and kind of pull down. And that will get anything extra that's kind of laying around there. Okay. So these are all yours. Do you have anything else you wanted me to check on today? No problem. Yeah, you can tell Zacharias I said hi. Well, good luck. Be safe. I know you have the most exciting job, so thank you so much for coming in today, Mort. And I'll see you next time. All right. Bye. Thank you so much for relaxing with me. If you are not a YouTube Premium member, remember to turn down your volume or turn off your device now to avoid potential post-video ads. Sleep well.
Your Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent is there to help guide you through each step of the insurance process.
Yeah, my agent's awesome. Jeff gives great advice, helps me figure things out. He's kind of like a dad to me.
Aw, that's great. Your agent
He's got such a dad vibe, you know?
Sure. And your agent can...
I kind of want to get him a tie. I wish there was like an insurance agent's day or something, you know, because he's not really my dad.
Get to know an Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent, and you'll never have to go it alone. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance. Let's insurance together.